I was thinking of the other sea states as well, like, we must film the waterways, we must film, like, all lines run out, right? Do you think that if you live in a different country, you wouldn't have this anxiety?
I think it's interesting. I think the anxiety is interesting. Because at that point in time when I was in, I think in the 90s, when I first like started engaging art, you know, self-censorship was real, man. It's really scary. It was really scary. You make work and then solve a car. That kind of thing happens. And it actually affected a lot of artists. They felt afraid of transgressing. But the thing is that I was actually studying abroad, so I wasn't, I mean, if I was studying in Singapore, I think that fear would have been embedded in me completely, actually. But when I came back to Singapore and I was like from abroad, I guess it was not so embedded, actually. So what happened was I kind of like challenged it, actually, in a sense. But now I tried to find a strategy of doing it. But I feel that it's interesting to engage with that. I feel that we should actually engage with it. Also, in a sense, the problem is that, you know, I see like the state as like this side, and then you have the people on the other side. They're both trying to show a future. They're both trying to say like, the state will say like, oh, look at our future, it's so wonderful. And then, you know, you have the powers that be the other side. Then they'll be showing another future, going like, oh, look, we have this future, so it's so wonderful. Or they will start looking backwards. They're going like, oh, it was so wonderful before. I feel that as an artist, I'm not interested in the future, in projecting the future. Actually, what I'm more interested in is actually living in the now, actually. Through living in the now, informing our future, actually. I think that's very important. Because otherwise, you're always using a solution that is from somewhere else. And the problem is that solution is not aware of your presence. Say like, you know, like maybe an NGO from outside. You know, they will say like, oh, you need more like this. You know, but you know, it's not quite tailored for who we are actually as people. And I think that's important. And the other thing is that I think with the state, and when I'm talking to power, actually, this is something I'm slowly trying to formulate when I speak to them, is that when I show something negative, actually, I try to tell them, like, I don't know where this is working, but I'm trying to tell them, like, when you're trying to form a picture, a real picture or a portrait of someone, you need to show the flaws also. Because if you don't show the flaws, it is a form of violence on itself, actually. Of course, we want to be perfect, clean people. But that perfect person does not exist, even in the most perfect place. So I think it's this anxiety of being wrong. I think we need to get away from that, of being good. In a sense, we're all kind of biased as well, man. Although, you know, say like we do something, say like I'm doing a work and about the sea, and I know that there are like my friends from the Malay community, like Zai, he's like doing something about Orang Lalu. I feel that I cannot represent them also, you know. I can't, you know. So it's important to have the conversation and allow that to happen. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.